Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're your Sweeties.
Hey everyone, I'm Wa.
I'm Chris, and welcome to DocuSweeties.
We're two longtime friends who discuss the riveting and mostly trashy world of reality TV and docuseries.
Yes, but through our own lens, which can be, it can be Valentine's Day full of love, or it can be a Valentine's Day full of unrequited love, regret. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a manipulation. Maybe it's deviation. I don't know what that means. But at the end of the day, hopefully something mildly sweet. Not one of those like 90s style Dunkin' chocolate things, you know, Stouffer's or whatever. Not Stouffer's lasagna, but you know, I'm talking about the, what was the cheap chocolates you would get at CVS? Like,
oh,
I don't know. Box.
Okay. Never got them.
Oh my God. I've never gotten a Valentine's Day gift. Wait, have I? No, I got, okay. I have. It just wasn't great. I got Yankee candles.
You had a BF. You had a boyfriend.
I got Yankee candles.
He gave you Yankee candles? Oh, I'm so glad you got rid of him.
That's how I know.
Yeah.
I know it.
That's really bad.
I'll be single for the rest of my life. But okay, this is called 90 Day Single Life, Season 4, Episode 6, Veronica Double Dates. For some reason, while you and I have gotten into a bad habit of just never saying the titles of what we're talking about. Isn't that so funny?
They're fine, but they'll know because they clicked on it and it'll say the title of it.
It's just like, LOL.
I'm really upset that you got Yankee candles.
Obviously, I did too. I broke up with the person. So anyway, this episode had no Tyrae and it had no... the other one.
Unnecessary. Chantel.
Oh, I love Tyrae. Chantel. Okay, so I want to teach Tyrae and Nola. So we start off with Debbie and Julian. You know, obviously... Debbie is very excited to go meet her Ruby Nikilbin, you know, which is as problematic as it sounds. And what we get into is now Debbie basically making every joke possible of like, he's the dark rum in my Mai Tai. You know, you're just like, oh my God, babe. You cannot say these things. Like, you know, like you're just like, oh, this is like so racist, you know, and you like, what are you talking about? But like, she's so joyful and lovely, and you know, she does not mean it. She thinks in her mind that she's celebrating his culture. You know, like in her mind, she's like, I'm just saying, you know, he's Cuban. He likes rum. You know, he likes socialism. Colorful cars.
Whoa.
He loves Lucy. You know, like, yes. She goes down the list, and you know, like, you're just like, all right. Listen, every Cuban plays the bongo drums. I know that. You know, you're like, oh my God, babe, what? You know, anyway, so Julian is very much like, he's going to come in and like, you know, make sure that she's okay, that she's like taken care of. Now, what makes me, okay, so basically we get a very fun Julian and Mama and Julian go traveling, and then unfortunately they can't have like a guy up there filming their faces, but basically you do have like absolute choice moments of Debbie just filming herself and Julian be like, Julian, looks like you're doing some suspicious activity, and he's like a full cop being like, you can't say that on like a, you can't say that on a plane, which I know as a person with like an Arabic last name, I can't imagine it, you know what I'm saying? But she's just like in her own world. I mean, it's very much like she does not, I mean, yeah, she's in her own world and her perception of her behavior is so delightful and unproblematic in her mind. And I see it. So it's like, it's hard for me to ever be upset at her. But then this is a part where I will get upset. They come off of the plane. She has her carry-on one hand. She is rolling her big suitcase in the other hand, and Julian has one hand with his big suitcase and the other hand fucking green. And I was like, you grab, and it's right there, you grab that huge ass suitcase from your mother right fucking now. He does not do it. And then later on, it's like, and this is where I'm like, oh, the editors did this. They know exactly what happened, because then they take their little, like, whatever, taxi to the hotel. She gets to the hotel, and then she wants to teach Julian a lesson. She wants to do it elegantly. So she's like, Julian, grab the suitcase for mom. And she just walks in with her carry-on, leaving her big one, because of course Julian should have grabbed mama's suitcase very early on in the trip.
Grab the suitcase for mama.
Is right.
She also gets it off of the little, like, baggage claim tourney thing, too. She pulls it off of that, too. And I clocked that as well. I was like, ooh, Julian, what are you doing? Julian? What's happening over here? And so,
I mean, tell me you have, like, a fucking broke meniscus or something for this. There's got to be a reason.
Yeah, he's like, you're coming over into my lane, mom. Move over there. And so she's like, Cuban Reuben. Causing confusion. And he's like, mom, you are embarrassing me. Please stop this immediately. But I'm like, imagine Julian. He's this, like, dark haired, half Latino. And he's got this bigger, big blonde haired, like, mother who is wearing I don't know when she moved into all the colors in the world. Like, maybe she wasn't always this person, but at some point she moved into feathers and frocks and fans, right? Mm-hmm. And so he's now having to just, like, be that person. She hasn't had somebody in 14 years. To the point where she thinks she might be a virgin again. And I'm like, honey, you might be, even though you had two kids, you might be. 14 years is a long time.
I cannot believe the information that she gives us, though, about Usama in Morocco.
I haven't had sex in 14 years, but let me tell you, when I was in Morocco, Usama tried. He tried and he tried and he tried again, and I would just keep hitting his hand, paintbrush in one hand and a slippery hand going up my skirt the other, and I would just push it down, and he would keep trying. He wanted to pretend to be the nice guy, but all he was the horny guy. Stop, Osama, until we get married.
Stop it. Thank you. Okay, and so she gets ready, because she's going out to see Reuben, and so she has Julian help her pick out shoes, and Julian picks out the worst shoes. She doesn't have, no open-toe shoes for her. No. And then there are some hot pink metallic slides, a mules that she could be wearing, and he doesn't like those. And so she ends up going out in some flats that are black with, like, sparkles on them. And I was like, I didn't see those as an option. How's anybody asked me? I need to know. First one was gold metallic slides. Second one were metallic pink mules. Third, black flats. No, didn't go with it. Should have been Julian's, something.
Julian's taste is not to be trusted.
And, not to be trusted at all. Now, if she gets to Cuban Reuben and has the audacity to comment on dyed fried Cuban Reuben. Okay, because, I mean, the amount of dye in that man's beard at a ripe old age of 58 was ridiculous. I was like, Cuban, did you take some shoe polish to that beard?
Yes, he did. Okay. And he is wearing a Dolly print on him. He looks like a Sim character to me. I mean, this man walks up with a watercolored shirt, balloons, and flowers, and he looks like a Sim character. Crazy glasses, yellow glasses. He looks like a fake cartoon character that would be like, hello, and you just, like, walk up to him and he would just, like, have big movements, you know? Like, she's like, I'm overwhelmed. I know that I look kind of crazy, but he's too much. Just pick a color, Reuben.
And the truth is, she's right. She's in one color.
No, she's in one color. These are the parts of she's in one color. She's doing her. She does the most. But I think that she's true. She's like, usually
I like to date someone more conservative.
And I get that. For Debbie, I think she delights in being a little center of attention. Debbie wants to be the like fairy godmother, if you will, or grandmother, if you will, who like floats in and is like, has a, you know, angelic essence and, you know, like is a little kooky and everyone delights him. But she can't shine when someone else is trying to also shine as much as he's trying to shine. And she doesn't like it. And I, reading her face is, you know, the best. But then basically he takes her out to go dancing, and it's like, you know, the dancing dances, you know, and he's like, I want to kiss her. And she's like, I don't like to kiss on a first date. When I hear a woman say that she doesn't want to kiss on a first date like this, I instantly am like, she's not into him. There, I think there's a lot of moments of watching them where I'm like, Debbie is not into this guy at all. I don't think so. I don't think that it's getting the motion in the ocean for her, you know, 14 years, honey. What did you think? What did you think of their chem?
I mean, I would be honest with you. I was multitasking while watching this, but like I was washing dishes and cooking at the same time. But they did kiss afterwards, and she's the yes. way she stares at him, and she's like, "Good night, Ruben." She can really make someone feel like they're the only person.
Well, I do think she got a little drunk. So I think that the other remember when I don't know if you saw this, but she was like drinking this like yummy fruity. She was like,
"It's healthy." Healthy.
Yeah.
Like
he was like, okay, Debbie.
It's mint because there's fresh mint. And so I think by the time he like asked that, she's a little like,
you're real bitch.
Yeah, because he does kiss her and then she goes back for more. He kisses her, she's like,
yeah.
I'm tired.
Is Julian, by the way, supposed to be he's like, text me every hour, mom. Like, I want to see like a bush move in the background, and then I want to see like the cameraman like zoom in and it's like Julian like looking at the kiss like
oh my god. I mean, let Debbie live her life. That's the way I feel about it.
Let All Debbie right. live, honey. And alcohol drinks are healthy, honey. All right, move on.
Enough cranberry juice. We can say they might be. Natalie. Okay, so Natalie goes out to have breakfast.
Great. Mm-hmm.
With her mother, because they order mashed potatoes with chicken breasts. That's what it seems like she ordered. But then I saw a salad. But isn't she vegan?
Yes. Thank you. All of this true. Everything is true. Everything. Everyone who watched us were like, what? Breakfast? They were like, chicken and mashed potatoes. And then, listen, you know, chicken and waffles, maybe. But, you know, that's not what happens. And then she gets chicken. And this whole time we're like, bitch, the one thing, we know the following things about you. You have crazy blue eyes. You're vegan. You're from Ukraine.
Yeah.
It's like the things we know about you because wild. Like we, you know, remember when she like, I wonder if Mike watches this being like, bitch, you wouldn't let me have any meat. I couldn't have beer and meat when like, but now I'm going to watch you like get down on this chicken salad. I mean, quite different, but the mom's like, this is the best chicken I've ever had. This chicken's so good. You know, the mom is just so happy. The mom has this kind of glasses that Ruben the Cuban has, you know, like they like a colored frame.
She is living smack dab in 1976 with them glasses. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Like unabashedly in 1976. It is. Yes. I'm like, that's a long time ago.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's absolutely true.
It's a long time ago.
But then basically the whole thing about Natalie's mom is Natalie's mom loves her.
Natalie's mom love her some Mike. Okay. And Natalie moms love Mike. She like, we gotta talk to Mike. Okay. So then Natalie's like, ooh, mama, I'm so bitch to Mike. Okay? I'm so bitch, so big bitch. Now I'm being Justin. This is my Justin being Natalie. I big bitch. To Mike. I move squim, and in squim I say, oh, you fat, you stupid, you lazy, you not good enough for me. I need more, better.
I better you.
So I move Florida, and then I go Los Angeles, Los LA, and I have model walk. I meet man Josh. Then I go back to Florida.
I think she met him in Florida. Like, it was casting calls in Florida. But yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, like, so she's trying to explain to her mother, like, damn. And then she's like, my mother will never love Josh the way she loves Mike. She just won't. And well, so.
Because he didn't pick her up. Yeah. Listen, yeah. old. Listen, with just Debbie, with Natalie's mom, you help ladies with their luggage or you die. That's what it is. That is what you help old ladies with their luggage. And if you let them have to deal with their own luggage, you're scum.
You're dead to them. So Natalie then calls Mike on FaceTime. Mm-hmm. So Mike must be like, this fucking bitch. What a bold ass move. So he pulls over or something because he's in a car. Uh-huh. He picks it up and Natalie's like, Mike, thank you for picking up. Guess who's here? I have surprise. She turns the camera, the phone, and Mama. Oh, hi, Mama. So like they have that and Natalie has to interpret what the mother's saying and he's in Squim and I don't know where he thinks Natalie is in the world, Carmen San Diego. So he's like, the mom's like, let's have lunch. And she's like, okay, now how they're going to have lunch. I don't know if they're going to meet in Oregon or are they going to meet in at the top of Southern California. Don't know how it's going to happen, but mom wants to see Mike. She's like, I am in your country. Find me and meet me for lunch. Have coffee. I'm like, no. You guys are going to do more than that if he's going to find you from wherever he is. I mean, Mike works long hours.
What are they going to do?
I don't know. They need an interpreter, so they need Natalie there. We find out that Natalie and Mike are still married at this point.
Yes, that's true. What's a little annoying for us is that single life just feels like it's usually shot a little more up to date than other things. And like in the 90-day universe, we know that Mike has a significant other now.
Yeah. So I thought they were divorced. Is he still putting, is he still paying for things? Like, does he still put a little money in her bank account?
Right. Like almost when he's in this car, I almost want to be like, oh, and also Natalie, here's my girlfriend, Rebecca. I don't know what her name is. Rebecca, yeah. You know, whatever. And then she's just like, oh, hi, Rebecca. You know, and mama, see how Mike has moved on because I was such a bitch to Mike, you know, because yes. I'm bad. You know, like, I love the mom. The mom just loves herself some Mike, you know, but.
Yeah. Mike came to visit her twice and has been very like loving and, you know, great for her. So
Do you think that's the story? Like he's going to come down?
They go up. I don't think he's going to come down though. I think they're going to have to go up. So then Josh meets with his good Judies, AKA coworkers, and they are telling him that she's using him and, you know, they need to, you know, he needs to watch out. And this is all fake, right?
So fake. Like, they're horrible.
It's horrible acting.
The COO of my company, and this is one of our major directors. And their company, I guess, again, is a weird modeling scout agency. Like, it almost feels like Barbizon or something like in the aughts. Because, I mean, listen, there's like 5 really great modeling agencies, you know, like Elite and like, you know, IMG or whatever the fuck it is. Like, you know, all the ones that were like, Wilhelmina's not like big anymore, but you know, like all those ones. And so Josh isn't one of those. So like, I know that he's not making enough money for a whole ass company to be like flying around in Dubai on private jets. And like, you know,
oh, he also flips houses too, girl. Like that's what he also flips houses. Like he also,
he's a pimp. This is sexual trafficking, right?
Oh,
I think he finds hot women and then puts them in places that models, you know, that models should be. Oh, yachts, like yachting, you know, like maybe he's like a yacht broker.
On yacht party broker. Okay.
Yeah. Yacht party broker.
Well, either way it goes, that was a weird thing. Natalie wants to be in an actual relationship with him because she believes that he is the right person to know to get her to her dreams. At least for now. So that's what it is that she is using him. But
she already has the right person to get her dreams. His name is Matt Sharp.
Good.
No one has a bigger.
And you know who gave her that?
Force in Hollywood.
Mike gave her that shit too. So yeah. Like, I don't know why she. Okay. And I can't talk about it. I could go.
You and the mother, honey, that. You yeah. and the mother get together. Yeah, sort of fan club. Okay.
Tim and Veronica. So we start off with Chris's absolute favorite game, pickleball. And then we see Tim. Tim is built like that alien from American Dad.
Veronica is an active woman. You know, I give it to Veronica. Veronica is, she's that kind of woman that's just always going to be in leggings. And it's because she's moving. She's a mover. She's like, she has active dates. I was happy for her. She always has her Apple Watch on, always in the confessionals. In the confessionals, as she's being recorded on TV, she needs to know her steps, honey, the three steps in and out of the studio. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, she's on top of it. I'm going to tell you this right now. When I'm on my fitness shit, which is like right now, I'm trying to be in my fitness shit right now. The Apple Watch does help me because it does make me feel like I'm taking into account everything. But yeah, like I see the arms on Veronica. Like she is a strong lady, you know, like she, and I just want to like give her some props. You know, I think it's important to be on your fitness and your movement. And she seemingly is it, you know, like I played pickleball on double date in the middle of the heat, like on the end of summer this last year, and I wanted to throw up. And then we went out afterward, this guy I was seeing and his two friends, and we're not seeing each other anymore. And I think it's because of how bad I played. I was really bad.
I thought you played all the time though.
No, I don't play it all the time. I like to play it and I am very bad at it.
Oh.
Oh yeah, okay. No, I don't, I wouldn't have assumed, I wouldn't, if I was anyone, assume me, Chris Farah, is great at any sport. So.
Okay. Good to know. Mm-hmm. I will never mm-hmm. assume that. Mm-hmm. All right. So Louisa and Tim, because Tim says Love he doesn't Louisa. Like to lose. Tim says Louisa. He doesn't like to lose and then proceeds to play awfully, including running into the net and falling and Honey. Tipping the net over.
Honey, he might not like to lose, but he hates to win. Yeah. Louisa's body, adi adi, and those leggings, honey, I lived for them. Like, she's so hot. Like, I can't even stand this whole thing. I can't stand that she's just, like, the hottest, coolest girl. And he's just, like, the sleepiest, baddest, you know, coldest little gnome. You know, like, makes me so sad for her. We all deserve warmth. And she's a hot little piece. She needs someone to like, you know, like fan the flame, not someone who's just going to like try to like extinguish her every morsel. And the fact that Veronica knows it too. But anyway, Jamal has to do basically nothing to win this match. Tim, again, as you said, just runs into the net and it's so embarrassing. And, you know, he's like, I didn't see it. I'm like, we absolutely did. I think Tim, which is fine. Tim doesn't feel like he's the healthiest person and he doesn't feel like he has the hand eye coordination, you know, to really do a kind of game like this. Nor do I feel like he seems like he's on stuff sometimes, you know, like there's something real chill about Tim, you know, that when he shows up, I'm like, oh, he wouldn't be good at pickleball. He looks like he's like, you know, two drinks and or three edibles to the wind a little bit.
Mm. Him and Jamal have a one-on-one talk, and it is the stupidest one-on-one. They both apologize because Veronica asks it of them, and Tim's like, yeah, if you need to ever talk, you know, because I understand Veronica really well, you know, I'm here to help. I'm like, you know, always a shoulder to cry on, so I can step over the boundary sometimes, but I don't mean to do anything. And so that ends that. Now, the next time we talk with them is they go on a group double date in which Veronica offers to order meat for Tim because he does not remember how he likes his steak.
That's not a real thing. That makes no sense to me.
This upsets Jamal. Now, it doesn't upset him, but like Jamal... Yes, but it's also a stupid thing to hang your hat on. Like, why doesn't Jamal just go? I'm tired of this narrative already. It's been three episodes of like, I can't be with Veronica because she's friends with a guy. She's friends with her ex that she used to date 25 years ago. Like, look at Tim. Tim is not competition for Jamal. I was looking at Jamal and like, he's fine. I mean, he's got really good, he looks like Kim. He's really got good bone structure. Like, he doesn't need to be like fighting over these 40 somethings. Like, it's like he's a 26-year-old trying to come into the lives of two established, well-off 40 something year old older millennials, and then trying to insert his like 26-year-old logic and nonsense. Like, if that were me, I would be like, hey, just shut up. You're not mature enough to understand truly what's going on here. And if what's going on here bothers you, like, I can't, like, he doesn't get Chloe. He just doesn't understand like the dynamic. Like, and I just not here for a 26-year-old trying to constantly argue. And then there's a point where Veronica wants to make Luisa feel comfortable. So she switches into Spanish to have what we see as a quick little aside of like, hey, if this at any point makes you feel uncomfortable, please let me know. Like, woman to woman, I'm not here to do that. He and I are really close, but he can be standoffish and fucking weird and cold in the beginning. And so, like, if you ever want to chat, like, I'm here to do that, but I'm not here to stand in your way 100%. And Jamal immediately gets upset about that. I'm like, Jamal, you live on the border of Mexico, bro. If you don't speak Spanish, that's really on you at this point. That's the way I feel. Yeah. If you're upset about two people across from you speaking Spanish when you live damn near on Mexico, like, I don't know what to tell you.
That part I agree. But I just want to go back. Don't ever get your steak medium well. It's not the way to eat steak. And know how you like your steak when you like after a certain age. Just like know certain things. Like, yeah, at a certain age, after your mid-30s, you have to have a drink that you like to order at a bar. Just know it so you have it. You have to have, if you like to drink, if you like wine, you should know a kind of wine you like, a kind of beer you like, so that when you're in social situations, like, you know what you like. When it comes to steak, if you eat steak, every time you've ordered steak, most of the time they've asked you how you like it. And there's not that many ways to have it done. There's rare, like if you're going to have rare meat, which is in itself bananas. There's medium rare, which is the right answer. There's medium and there's medium well or well done. Again, medium rare is the right answer. There's really four options because you're not going to have raw meat. So he couldn't remember medium well. And I think that also for being told that their relationship is a little much and intense, to put on this display of codependency and how she only knows what he wants and he is too dumb or too busy or too weak to like be able to know his own mind is unequivocally, disgustingly unattractive for both people involved. Like, it's disrespectful and insulting to the relationships that these people have with their new people, because it registers a certain kind of codependency that is suspect. It would be a huge red flag. So if you, and at this point, they've dated enough people because they haven't been together to start to understand that they have to not have these red flags. The fact that they are so blatant about it, it's not great. That's how I feel.
Oh, well, yes. But I think they're doing it for the show. Like, I think she did it to like for the show. Yeah. I don't think they would have necessarily been on this. And I'm, yeah. Medium. I was with somebody who got a rare, who got their steak rare. And I watched them the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Moonstruck or something like that. Like, that's that Cher movie. I mean, for most
it was,
people,
they did like, so the outside of it looked like charred. It had, yeah. And then I like literally it was like watching them and they were like, wow. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm watching you.
I like charred on the outside, medium rare on the inside. It's fabulous. That's how I eat my steak. I want it right now. But okay, so
sparkles.
Yeah, let's move on. The sparkles thing. Oh my God. I can't believe what I thought he would be on the show and what it ends up being. It's just so vastly different.
They start to play like Beastie Boys. Next and yes. AWOLs, and that's our scene. Dun, 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 dun. Like start to play like fake Beastie Boys, intergalactic, planetary, intergalactic.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just so interesting that, like, you know, it's interesting because they would play that on K-Rock. So I have to understand that that is like Beastie Boys was like the white male's like rap before Eminem. I just, I'm gonna be honest with you, I did not realize how many white people were into Beastie Boys and Eminem. I had no idea because they're so staunchly hip hop that like, I was like, oh, they have, you know, black audiences. And then, you know, you find out that Kanye's audience is, I just have no idea. So it's so interesting that they were like, have that be his song. But anyways, so I love the Beastie Boys. So we have a scene where he's like, yeah, yeah, wah. Do yous have deodorant down there?
Well, you haven't gotten it yet. You flew to this place with no toiletries. It's now what feels like 2 days and you still don't have a, like, I know it's fun to like make out with this girl's eye-lined face, but like, what are you, why was there no stop at a CVS for some Old Spice?
Because he likes his natural smell.
I love Old Spice. Old Spice, by the way. Oh, Old Spice deodorant. Old Spice male deodorant. I love Old Spice.
Okay.
Oh, it smells so good.
So he does a FaceTime with Patrick and Patrick's like, you got to tell her, you know, you got to find out if you really want to be like a stepfather figure. And he's like, yeah, I never really wanted to do it before because I'm a man child. And I never really wanted to be with a woman who had kids because I didn't think I could really do it. So
Patrick's
then,
like, yeah, right. You're very much right. Like Patrick's like, don't meet this baby. You're not ready to meet this baby. And then Patrick's like, okay, I'm going to go back to my baby. You know, like this Patrick very much feels like, the wedding and the baby made him feel better than his brother. It's like they're powered. He definitely feels like he's the older brother and this is the shit show brother that like can't get his life together, you know?
Yeah. So then we have a scene in the park with Spackles and Texas Amy, and we have them meeting the child Riva. He's like, hi Riva, how are ya? Oh, we're going to put the training wheels on your bike, huh? Come over here. Let me show you how to put the training wheels on your bike. And then we have another scene with River riding the bike with no training wheels. So it didn't work. He was not successful.
Or maybe River was so advanced. She didn't need him. River
no, they were holding her. River. She wasn't riding the bike. They were holding, the both of them were holding her as she pedaled. She's high functioning on the spectrum, autism, and she's not verbal yet. Boy, do I know what that is. And so she's like, I'm a package deal. You know, this is me and my daughter. So I wanted her to meet John because we're getting serious. And so this little scene though doesn't show me that he is good at all with children, let alone a child with special needs such as autism.
Yeah, all he does is like, want to use a wrench over here, and then she like comes over, she can't quite use a wrench, and she like walks away. He's like, he did good, you know. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a promising thing. Like we realized how short this trip is, because you know, he got there, didn't have deodorant. The next morning they go out, then he comes back the next morning, he gets deodorant from the front desk, this scene happens, and they basically have like one more night and he's leaving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. Basically, yeah, they have their last little date together and they walk down to the river and, you know,
he's like, I want you to meet my family just so you know, they're really protective of me. And I'm like, why? Why are they really protective of you? You're a grown ass 45-year-old man.
Because, you know, use my girl. That's why. That's why you got to meet my family, because, you know, use my girl.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I'm like, is she going to bring her child to Vegas? Are you going to live in Vegas? You know, like basically that's, and I'm also like, and definitely your mom is overprotective. Is she going to fly back and meet your mom? And can we see that scene? Anyway, God bless. So then she says, by the way, you know, like they say goodbye. She says, I love you. And he says, love you too. Do you catch that? Because in the beginning she was like, not going to say it. He's like, no. And then she says, love you. He's like, love you too. But I don't know if he like didn't know that he saw that he didn't see it. I'm sorry. I don't know if he knew that he said it, but I did. So. Yes.
It's like so confusing. It's like he says one thing and then he does another. So it's like, are you just lying to her or? What's happening?
She seems sleepy. I've already said this. She just seems like she's. If you told me that she was a go-go dancer, I would believe it. Every time we see her, it looks like she has slept 3 hours for that night.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's not a great look. She just got off the job. Maybe she made $350. You know, it wasn't a good night.
He looks unhealthy too. Like they both just look like two unhealthy individuals, you know,
not enough greens. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Not enough greens.
All right, you guys, thank you so much. That is the end of this episode. So let me talk to you about Patreon. So what we do on Patreon is you can join us there and support us if you would like to. And we implore you to and ask you to. So patreon.com/DocuSweeties, $10 a month. You get exclusive content, including a live every first Monday of the month, which is coming up this Monday. So if you're interested and all in that in content, please join us on patreon.com/DocuSweeties, $10 a month. If you cannot do that, Chris will tell you some free options. Chris?
Please go to your social medias and open up your Instagram app and type in at DocuSweeties. Then please like and follow all of us, all of our posts. And of course, if you wouldn't mind doing that on all your social medias, that would be great. We are at DocuSweeties on Instagram, at DocuSweeties on TikTok, at DocuSweeties1 on X. And we have a Facebook group, the DocuSweeties Podcast Facebook group. Of course, after that, if you haven't given us 5 stars and a review about how much you love us, I mean, what's been happening in your life? And can you please get on that? What a sweet Valentine's Day treat for us, honey, because you know, we're living our single lives up here. So we definitely don't have Valentine's for you. And so please be ours. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. Bye. Bye.